Shalmar, A Warrior's Tale, Book 2. Written by Serena Wind. Narrated by Susan McGurl. Chapter 1. Shalmar watched the sun rise above the distant horizon as it cast numerous shadows of dark and light across the tall structures that made up the castle. She breathed in deeply, allowing her spirit time to recharge during this quiet hour. She could hear the breath of her partner sleeping soundly. As Shalmar turned her attention to her companion, a streak of sun pierced through the window into the room and made a small halo on the helm of the fur rug they had slept on. They were in Shalmar's quarters, in the newly built wing allocated to the Amazons. It was a large room adorned with lavish furniture and decor, but to Shalmar, none of these things, gifts from Queen Natia and her royal council, were as beautiful as the woman that was stretched out, still dreaming. Jacqueline's face was veiled by her messy hair that flowed across her shoulders and settled on the small of her back, just above the fur blanket that was draped over her thighs. Shalmar went to her quietly. With a slight movement of her fingers, she brushed the strands of hair from Jacqueline's face and leaned down to kiss her softly on her forehead. The smell of her hair, a pleasant fragrance of honeysuckles, swarmed into her being. Jacqueline made a gratifying noise in her sleep, and Shalmar felt an aching throb in her groin. She slowly shook her head, blinking away the lustful thoughts that threatened to engulf her. With a graceful movement of her naked body, she removed herself from the fur rug and went back to the window that overlooked the lay of the Amazon quarters. With the end of the last war, Queen Natia, in her magnanimity, had commissioned the best painters in all Gilsk to paint and renovate most of the quarters of the Amazons, as well as the royal castle. The queen had been in good spirits lately. It had been 3 days since the agreement with Yarael 28th to end the rivalry of their countries. As part of the celebrations, the queen had hosted a grand dinner for all the Amazons at the castle and personally thanked the warriors who were posted to the war fronts to fend off the enemies who had been gaining the upper hand. Shalmar and Jacqueline had kept an eye on each other throughout the party. After expensive wine filled their cups, they both negotiated a quick benediction and snuck out of the castle and to her quarters. Every time their bodies mingled in steaming passion, they always discovered something new. When Shalmar was with Jacqueline, she always felt like a wanderer exploring new places in the slender body of her young lover. She felt fulfilled in her partner's satisfaction every time a shriek of passion escaped Jacqueline's lips. Shalmar stood by the window and marveled at the beauty of Bleist, the quietness of the morning, the splendor of the city walls, the elegance of the castle where their queen resided. A soft sigh of relief escaped through her lips. She heard the distant sound of weapons clanking, and her first instinct was to reach out for the penknife surreptitiously hidden under a chair. Her alertness settled when she remembered that it was common for training to commence early in the morning. Her eyes wandered over to the south wing of the quarters where the Amazons usually trained. It didn't take long before she spotted a couple of her sisters at the grounds, sparring with sizable swords and spears. It was a delight to watch an Amazon. Their feet were light on the ground, their moves menacing. They sparred as though they were in the battlefield, and their partner was an enemy to be defeated at all cost. She watched as the trainee attempted to drive her spear through the blind spot of the other Amazon, dust rising from the ground as her feet pounded against it. For a moment, Shalmar feared the blade would pierce through the other woman, whom she presumed was an instructor from the black and bronze helmet she wore on her head. The instant the blade came close,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?